Welcome everyone to Rock for Rookies. This is Sexy Al filling in for Maximum Mike, and here is my show for you. It's a bit different, not exactly what Maximum Mike would have played, but it still falls under the genre of rock, which by definition, that's what this show is. Maximum Mike has been called away to serve in the reserves, so I'm filling in. Gotta have a show. And so the first song I would like to play is a dedication to him. I know it's called American Soldier and he's in Israel, but he's American. He would never admit it. He'd only say he's Texan. Apparently Texas is its own country. So this is a dedication to him in the reserves, gone for a month. To other Israeli soldiers, wherever they are, to the American soldiers, wherever they are, and just, you know, we want everyone to stay safe. Here's American Soldier by Toby Keith.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone, up and at 'em bright and early. All business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't wanna die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and my sisters. I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier.
I have to be honest that I'm not putting in as much effort as Maximum Mike does, because that's his show, and he tries to teach it, and he has to do a lot of research and figure out, you know, different things to say about each band. I'm playing music that I enjoy, and something to say something about every band, why I enjoy them, why I'm playing them, but it's not necessarily educational. School's out today. So the next song we have is Nickelback and their song Gotta Be Somebody. In general, I don't like Nickelback. I'm not a fan of his voice. But there's something about Gotta Be Somebody that's like really catchy. And the video is pretty cool too if you see it on YouTube. So here we have Nickelback and Gotta Be Somebody.
This time, I wonder what it feels like to find the one in this life, the one we all dream of, but dreams just aren't enough, so I'll be waiting for the real thing. I know it by the feeling, the moment when we're meeting, we'll play.
Nobody wants to be the last one. Your subtleties that strangle me. I can't explain myself at all. And all the wants and all the needs, all I don't want to need at all. The walls start breathing, my mind's unweaving. Maybe it's best you leave me alone. A weight is lifted on this evening.
After Nickelback, we heard from Nightwish and their song Sahara. And Nightwish is an interesting genre, the whole operatic rock thing. I don't think it always goes, and sometimes some of their songs just sound really metalish, not so operatic, and I'm really a fan of songs, rock songs that you can actually sing to and not scream to. So here and there, Nightwish does a really good job where they have singers singing, very melodious, at the same time it's heavy enough to be fun. So that is one example of the song. After that, we had All American Rejects. Now, I know it's not the typical song that goes right after a Nightwish song, but it's a nice song. It's a fun song. I discovered All American Rejects when I was in early high school, I like to say. I distinctly remember driving to the SATs, listening to the All American Rejects, their first album, in the car. It was a good album, and I did well in the SATs, so I guess it kind of goes together. And I still like them. It's actually a group that I knew and I loved even before Maximum Mike ever heard of them. And he learned about them from me, which is kind of cool because it doesn't happen very often. So that was a good song. A new song I actually discovered because I hadn't heard it yet. But it's a good song, and I like it. And that was All American Rejects with It Ends Tonight. Now, the next song is actually very interesting because this is a song I remember from elementary school, if that tells you how young I am. It's Matchbox 20's Bent. It's a song that was, like, on the top 10, or if you're from New York, you'll know the Interactive 9 at 9 from Z100. It was always on that top 9 list every single night, and it was a fun song. I think I was maybe in 7th grade, and my friends and I would listen every single night to the Interactive 9 at 9, and we'd always try and guess which one was going to be number 1, because it was always, like, between two songs. It was, like, Enrique Iglesias and, I don't know, NSYNC maybe, for all I know. And at the same time, Rob Thomas was doing a duet with Santana, and I really, really hate Santana. All of his songs drive me insane. I don't know what it is about them, even when he's not singing, especially when he's singing, but even when he's not singing, I just hate his songs. And I was kind of pissed that Rob Thomas was doing a song with him, but you know what? You have to value each song by itself, and Bent is a good song. So I hope you enjoy Bent by Matchbox 20.
Too tired to make it. Be my breath so I can walk. And if I need some other love, then you give me more than I can stand. When my smile gets old and faded, wait around, I'll smile again. Shouldn't be so complicated. Just hold me in there. Oh, just hold me again. Can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared that I'll never get put back together. Keep breaking me in, and this is how we really end. With you and me, bent. If I couldn't sleep, could you sleep? Could you paint me better off? Could you sympathize with my needs? I know you think I need a lot. I started out clean, but I'm jaded. Just phoning it in, or just breaking my skin. Can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared that I'll never get put back together. Keep breaking me in, and this is how we really help. With you and me. Starting down me is never enough till I feel all your pieces. Starting down. I'm so scared that I'll never
say goodbye to you. Things happen, but we don't really know why. If it's supposed to be like this, why do most of us ignore the chance to miss? Oh yeah. Torn apart if it seems that my dreams turn to tears. I'm not feeling this situation. Run away, try to find that safe place you can't hide. It's the best place to be when you're feeling like
me. All these things I hate revolve around me.
Yeah.
Well, now we picked it up a little bit and we played some Bullet for My Valentine as well as some AFI. Bullet for My Valentine is actually a harder band and I don't like most of their stuff. Some of you, you know, real diehard fans may remember the birthday special that Maximum Mike made for me, and he played Just Another Star by Bullet for My Valentine. That was the first of their songs that I liked. This song I actually discovered very recently of theirs, not that I listened to their music a lot, but when I did and I discovered this song, and it's fun, but you can sing along to it. It's not too straining on the vocal cord, and it's called All These Things I Hate Revolve Around Me. After that, we had AFI and their song Days of the Phoenix. It's also a song that I discovered actually today. I was looking up the band, and this is one of their songs I hadn't heard, so I listened to it, and I really liked it, so I figured I might as well put it on the show. Picked up the pace a little bit, got everyone jumping a little, and now we're going to play another song that's been around for a while. It's Three Doors Down, When I'm Gone. I'm sure many of you know it. It's been on the radio. It's one of their hits. And so I'm going to play it for you. Here's Three Doors Down with When I'm Gone.
There's a light that I can't find. Well, maybe it's too far away. Or maybe I'm just blind. Maybe I'm just blind. So hold me when I'm here, grab me when I'm wrong.
Me when I'm wrong, you can know me when I'm scared. You won't always be there, so love me. Take me away. I'm gonna hurt somebody. Take me away. Right now. How
After 3 Doors Down, I had a little treat for you. Two songs called Take Me Away, both by different artists, and with a slightly different feel. The first was Take Me Away by the Subways, and you could hear it's a little bit heavier, a lot of drums, a bit of almost a twang of the guitar and the voice. It kind of matched up. Well, the second one was by the Plain White Tees, which you may know from Hey There Delilah, which was my friend's ringtone forever, and it used to get stuck in my head all the time. And some very funny situations. Ilona from Country Love, you know what I'm talking about. That's actually how I discovered the Plain White Tees, from her ring back, which is ironic. And you can really feel this song is a much lighter, a much pop-punkier feel. It's a bit catchier for those people who are into that, less headbangy. Not that the first one was pretty headbangy, it was also a little bit lighter. But either way, this, I've decided, will be the end of part one. For those of you listening on Rusty Mike Radio, you'll notice that this is not live, because somebody's got to take care of the baby. Anyway, as it is the end of part one, it is time for Metallica. Some traditions have got to be saved. So this is Metallica's song, Disposable Heroes. I wonder what that says about Maximum Mike, because he picked the song. Does he think of himself disposable? Anyway, I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you in part two.
Boy, made a play, now an empty shell. 21, only Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
And now, to pick it up for part two, I'm going to play a song. Yes, it has been played before on Rock for Rookies, but it's a good song, so some songs deserve to be replayed, and no one ever minds listening to a good song over again. It's by SR71, and the song is Right Now, and I want everyone to get off their seats and to start jumping along with the song, because you know I will. Everyone, SR71, Right Now.
Driving me insane, but now that's over. So what if the sex was great? Just a temporary escape. Another thing I grew to hate, but now that's over. Why do you always kick me when I'm high? Knock me down till we see eye to eye. Figure out I know she may not be this right, but she'll do. On every word, each lie was more absurd, kept me so insecure, but now that's over. She taught me how to trust and to believe in us, and then she taught me how to cuss. That bitch, it's over.
You know I used to be such a nice boy.
Why you always kick me when I'm high? Knock me down till we see eye to eye. Submarine, she's driving me insane, but now that's over.
Now, didn't you like that song? Didn't that song make you bounce up and down? I don't know if you're at work or if you're at home, just waking up to Rock for Rookies 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning. That song gets you up, and it's a song you have to sing along to. Now, to keep the structure of Rock for Rookies complete, we're going to do the rock news, or at least my version of it. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. This is Sexy L with the rock news, and we have some interesting news here. Apparently, in Louisiana, a 15-year-old boy shot himself in the head after trying to shoot his teacher when the teacher refused to praise Marilyn Manson. On this one, I have to side with the teacher. Marilyn Manson is a little bit insane. His music is not that good. And apparently his fans are a little insane as well, judging by the fact that the kid shot himself in the head afterwards. Most normal people don't do that. Okay. In other news, Velvet Revolver have declared that they are not worried about the fact that Scott Weiland left, and they are assuming or hoping that their new lead singer will land in their laps. Relying on the rock gods, very good, very smart, but don't you think you should make an effort, at least? On the other hand, the Smashing Pumpkins got a new drummer. He's a guy, 19 years old. They found him on MySpace. So maybe Velvet Revolver should take a leaf out of their book. Basically, Smashing Pumpkins had seen this guy's blog on MySpace and decided he was a good talent, and they tapped him and they took him to replace their drummer who left. In other news, Green Day has decided to not edit their CD for Walmart. Walmart has a rule that they only sell albums that do not have objectionable language or content. And Green Day decided that they didn't care and they were not going to edit their language or edit the songs for Walmart. There are plenty of other venues for them to sell their music. They said that we don't do that, we've never done it before, and we don't want to feel like we're in 1953. I guess the McCarthy era has something to do with it. Anyway, now that the rock news is over, it's time for a dedication. The next song is by Counting Crows. It's called Accidentally in Love. Also a song that I love. Most of you know it from the Shrek soundtrack. It's a dedication to Esther Blout, who knew the answer to Maximum Mike's question. Maximum Mike played a song by System of a Down called Snowblind and then asked who the original cover was by. And Esther Blout came and said, Black Sabbath. So this is for you, Esther. It's Counting Crows, and I know it's a band you love. Enjoy.
I'm in love. and sorrow.
You thought it nice, going nowhere, station to station. Forget about tomorrow, you and me, we're going out in sorrow. You thought it nice, going nowhere, station to station. A teenage alienation war. A teenage alienation, yeah. A teenage alienation.
Now we just had a triplet of gradually increasing hypes, okay? Counting Crows, Accidentally in Love, a nice low-key song, something you're gonna sing along and hum along to. And after that we had Lit with Lovely Day from the album A Place in the Sun. Good song to picks it up a little bit, just a little bit more. Then after that we had American Hi-Fi with Alien Teen Nation. Sorry, Teenage Alien Nation. And American Hi-Fi is a band also I discovered when I was in high school. I liked it a lot because it was alternative punk without being pop punk. It wasn't lighthearted. Either it was the vocals or the lyrics themselves. It always seemed a little bit darker than a lot of the punk or the pop punk that was out there. There's something about the American Hi-Fi songs that you can always, always tell it's their song. It's, again, probably the lead vocalist. Something about his voice, it's so distinctive, you can pick it up right away. Our next song is by an alternative rock band called The Rasmus. Someone I discovered probably last year, 2 years ago, with the song No Fear. Well, here's The Rasmus with another song, Guilty. Enjoy.
I feel
a baker's dozen to get my point to you? Would it take a half a pound to roll that joint for you? Would it take some Hail Mary so full of grace to get my sound to you? Will you help me break it down and get on through? Now to the other side. It's easy if you only try. We don't lie down on the job, only because once we hit the top, there's no stopping us. No, ain't no stopping us. Should I address all my letters to the well-to-be? Should I say return to senders, just a well be done? Or should I bet that I'd take it so personally if all the good loving is never received? Baby, if it was me, well, I wouldn't think twice. No, not I. It's easy if you only try. We don't lie down on the job or worse, because once we hit the top, there's no stopping us. No, there's no stopping us. There's no stopping us now. No stopping us. Oh, I will drive a 1,000 miles, or I'll meet you at the station. If only you would take a vacation from this thing you have created. I promise to make it what you are. You know that I try. It's easy if you do not run. Well, I promise you, you'll have your fun. Because once we hit the top, we've just begun. Ooh, there's no stopping us. There's no stopping us, yeah. There's no stopping us.
After the Rasmus, we heard from Jason Mraz with his song No Stopping Us. He is a guitar king. All of his songs, you can really hear the guitar, really hear what he's going for. Very clean, very nice. After Jason Mraz, we heard from Me First and the Gimme Gimmes with Build Me Up Buttercup. It's a cover of the original song by The Temptations. And it is a great, it's really a song that picks you up. And everyone needs a pick-me-up every once in a while. And now we're coming to the end of our playlist. With the last of our songs, we have something from a girl rock band called Flyleaf, a band that I discovered that I did not know existed. And then after that, we have two songs that I loved and that have special meaning for me. The first is Simple Plan with I'm Just a Kid. When I first came to Israel, this was in 2004, my family went on a trip for 2 weeks, just touring the country, and I knew that I was going to be here for a whole year, so I treated myself to a CD before we left, and I got Simple Plan's No Helmet, No Pads, Just Balls, and I listened to that CD over and over and over again. It was a new CD, so I had to memorize all the songs and know all the words. And I don't know how many of you remember back in the days when you had a CD and you actually had to listen to the whole album and not just listen to one song by one artist and one song by another artist. So this album I listened to over and over again, and I love the song I'm Just a Kid because, you know, everyone has a little bit of a kid in them. After that, we're going to hear from Yellow Card with their song Ocean Avenue. At the same time, when I was on the trip, we were staying in hotels, which was really nice, and every morning I would wake up, and while I was getting dressed, I would turn on MTV, and for all of you people who feel that MTV is dead, let me tell you, it's true, because every single day at 8:15, they played the music video for Yellow Card's Ocean Avenue. Now, I know it's a popular song, but every single day at 8:15, it really gave truth to the theory that MTV just plays the same songs over and over again with the same playlist. Anyway, here is Flyleaf with Fully Alive.
I woke up, it was 7. waited till 11 just to figure out that no one would call. I think I've got a lot of friends, but I don't hear from them. What's another night all alone when you're spending every day on your own? And here it goes. I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare. I'm just a kid, I know that it's not fair. Nobody cares, cause I'm alone and the world is having more fun than me. And maybe when the night is dead, I'll crawl into my bed, staring at these four walls again. I'll try to think about the last time I had a good time. Everyone's got somewhere to go, and they're gonna leave me here on my own. And here it goes. I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare.
Oh,
Now we have come to the end of our playlist, and it's the end of the episode, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Maximum Mike will be back soon, and this was a great experience for me. I had a lot of fun making the playlist, and even though I didn't give you a history of each band and each album, I hope you guys had fun. Peace out.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed the show. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to go. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the songs we know. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. So let go, let's go, let go.